This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The opposition DLP's Commission on Crime to begin a series of community meetings this evening. The Attorney General announces plans to withdraw police response to minor vehicular accidents. The Home Affairs Minister defends government's intention to add penalties on the land tax bill. The BHTA predicts major boost in tourism arrivals when the regional ferry service begins operations later this year. And U.S. Capitol Police arrest dozens of protesters ahead of the Israeli Prime Minister's address to Congress later today. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime is set to have its first meeting this evening as it begins work to provide solutions to the recent upsurge in criminal activity. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne last week announced that the commission will be led by former party president Verla de Pisa. Mr. Thorne explained that the commission will be going into communities to hear the thoughts of citizens on the causes of crime and possible solutions. Ms. de Pisa, an attorney, says a 12-member team will keep the public updated on its activities.
I am a criminologist, so I do have the correct qualifications to lead the team. But outside of that, the crime situation in Barbados needs more than just legal minds. It needs more than just persons with academic qualifications. It needs persons who have on-the-ground experience, and I'm satisfied that the commission, the persons who are on it and serving, are well-rounded, well-versed. And we will keep you all appraised of whatever it is that we plan to do and how we intend to go about gathering our information.
As chair of the DLP Commission on Crime and attorney at law, Verla de Pisa, police may no longer be required to respond to minor accidents. Attorney General Dale Marshall believes officers could be better utilized in the fight against crime. He revealed this at the recent signing of a project implementation letter between Barbados and the United States governing the provision of technical assistance for the partial renovation of the Regional Police Training Center.
A lot of those accidents that stick at the place and that require police assistance are fender benders, minor accidents, accidents without injury. And often before the police even get there, the insurance special response already there, taking photographs, taking statements and so on. And we feel that if we can minimize the number of accidents that our police officers go to, that it would see our officers being able to work much more efficiently and concentrate their efforts on really serious crimes. Most times, if you got an accident, it's an accident. You didn't set out to commit any crime. That's why they call accidents. So there are things that we can do to better utilize the services that are available, to better utilize the manpower.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Member of Parliament for Christchurch East and the Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, defends plans by government to impose charges on owners who have unkempt properties, stressing that it is not a new tax or an increase of land taxes. Attorney General Dale Marshall tabled amendments to the Health Services Act in the House of Assembly that provide for the new approach to how government will deal with problematic properties. In his response to concerns raised by opposition leader Ralph Thorne, Mr. Abrams insists that the penalty is an additional fine should landowners fail to comply with the law.
If we are now saying this is a charge on the land, because this is the only way to make this seriously enforceable, if we're saying this is a charge on the land, well then it either needs to be collected or added on to the water bill, or it needs to be added on to the land tax bill. And understand, when the bill comes, it's not going to say land tax $10,000. If they had to pay $1,000 to clear your land, it's not going to say land tax, no, $11,000. It's going to say land tax, $10,000. Remediation fee for property, $1,000. So you can clearly see what is what. The land tax will be separated from the, it's added to the same bill. But of course it will be itemized.
He stressed that government can no longer take on the burden of cleaning people's properties.
If persons are made responsible for the conditions of their properties and they have to maintain out their pocket, it now frees up the resources of the government to do the maintenance on the government's land. And if, perchance, Madam Deputy Speaker, with this in place and the responsibility fall on you, the landowner, you don't do it. As the AG said, government is the remedy of last resort. If the government has to step in and clean it for you, because it's a nuisance to everybody else, then you have to pay. You have to stand the cost of that. The government is no longer cleaning people's properties for free. It is unsustainable.
Member of Parliament for Christchurch East, Wilfred Abrams. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, expects increased visitor arrivals to Barbados when Carib Ferry, begins operations. The Barbados-based ferry service is set to open to the public in November. Speaking on the sidelines of a consultation at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre, the BHTA chairman says over time, with promotion, Connect Carib will improve travel throughout the region.
We do see the ability of this ferry service to get off the ground and potentially increase services be an engine for enhanced growth. And we're looking to see the numbers from the Caribbean islands, particularly places like Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, Trinidad and Tobago. These are destinations and source markets which we can see major increases in arrivals from in the years to come. Of course, it will start on a very slow level, but once this service gets going and it's well promoted throughout the region, a person see the benefits to it, it is something which we hope will be embraced by all.
He hopes to see people from the region take full advantage of the ferry service when it becomes available.
At this stage, the only potential stumbling blocks that we could see for regional travelers would be those who may not necessarily have passports to travel. We know that free movement of people and regional integration is something which we have talked about for the last 20 years. But I think that CARICOM is now much closer to realizing this entire concept of free movement. So again, once persons have the correct travel documents, which at this stage still remains a valid passport, there's absolutely no reason why they couldn't take advantage of this new service.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. And Special Envoy to the Prime Minister of Barbados, Althea Wiggins, hopes that the new ferry service will improve food security within the region. Ms. Wiggins also spoke to journalists at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre.
We need a maritime bridge to transport the goods regionally, and I think it is going to help us. It is going to help us significantly because many of you remember that during COVID, food sovereignty and food security was under serious threat. We ain't talking vaccines. We're talking about the food that we were eating. Yes, we did get a lot of produce from Suriname, and those would have taken like 3 days or so. But what I would say to you is that this initiative by Connect Carib is going to change the direction of food security and food sovereignty in the region.
She wants to see legislation to implement sanitary and phytosanitary standards within CARICOM.
There are different systems in place for sanitary and phytosanitary issues. What we want to do is to pass legislation to harmonize these standards within the region so that when goods leave Suriname to come to Barbados, we don't get an issue at the port. These did not pass the test. Where is the SPS certificate? I'm saying that once we harmonize and standardize and implement these issues within the region, it is going to help significantly.
Special Envoy to the Prime Minister of Barbados, Althea Wiggins. And finally, protesters against the Gaza war staged a sit-in at a congressional office building yesterday ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress, with Capitol Police making multiple arrests. Netanyahu arrived in Washington on Monday for a visit that includes meeting with President Joe Biden and a Wednesday speech before the joint session of Congress. Dozens of protesters rallied outside his hotel Monday evening, and on Tuesday afternoon, hundreds of demonstrators staged a flash mob-style protest in the Cannon Building, which houses offices of the House of Representatives members. Organized by Jewish Voice for Peace, protesters wearing red T-shirts overtook the building's rotunda, sitting on the floor, unfurling signs and chanting, "Let Gaza live." After about half hour of clapping and chanting, officers from the U.S. Capitol Police issued several warnings, then began arresting protesters, binding their hands with zip ties and leading them away one by one. Recapping the headlines. The opposition DLP's Commission on Crime to begin their series of community meetings this evening. The Attorney General announces plans to withdraw police response to minor vehicular accidents. Home Affairs Minister defends government's intention to add penalties on land tax bills. The BHTA predicts major tourist arrivals, a boost in them, when the regional ferry service begins operation later this year. And U.S. Capitol Police arrest dozens of protesters ahead of Israeli Prime Minister's address to Congress later today. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.